Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what time you may be listening to this show, but it's a great show for you today. I'm Tejas.
I'm Lil Stevie.
There we go, jumping in. Man, it's been, a couple weeks since we've done a show?
I think it was only two, but we missed the entire NCAA tournament so far.
It's been a good watch, but brackets have been nothing to speak of.
Oh no,
Duke really did me dirty. I think they did a lot of people dirty.
They did, and it's like, I feel like if you picked Oregon in the Final Four and you have North Carolina winning, you're probably winning your bracket no matter who wins.
So
Oregon-Zaga, I guess.
Great story for you. I joined this like. Okay, so there's this website called Brazzers that has adult videos.
Yes.
Well, they also have a like chat. It's not a chat forum. It's like a blog, kind of like. I couldn't give you an example, but they did their own tournament. So I'm like, it was free. It had some sick prizes, like a Magic Johnson signed jersey, like 60-inch TV. So I'm like, okay, screw it, I'll join it. One of the girls picked Oregon to be in the Final Four and South Carolina.
Wow.
I think she actually may have South Carolina going to the championship.
I mean, do you give them props, or you just like you're an idiot? Like
I'm embarrassed, to be completely honest. Like I was sitting there watching that, like looking at those picks, like, oh hell yeah, that TV's mine. Because all you had to do was beat them. And like you were in the running to win one of these prizes. So like I thought it was like money in the bank. I was like, they must have done this on purpose to like give us a chance to like win prizes. No. They knew it was coming. They did me dirty. I mean they're like tweeting, they're like, oh my gosh, it's my first bracket ever. Like I'm doing so good. And I'm like, wow, I feel even worse now. And one of them picked North Carolina to win it. So it's like I'm losing to both.
Well, that's expected.
Yeah, like, but I thought I at least had a chance with my Dukies.
Yeah, Duke killed me too. But I guess this all makes Marquette's loss look better.
I don't think anything makes Marquette's loss look better.
Well, South Carolina's good. They beat Duke.
Yeah, but like I still think the Marquette loss looks atrocious. I don't care how good South Carolina does in this tournament.
Yeah. South Carolina is good, though.
Win it, and I still wouldn't think that Marquette's loss was good.
I'd feel better about it.
It's why it was ugly.
Yeah, but like, South Carolina is apparently really good. It was obviously ugly.
Team, I mean, Duke and Florida are the only two who played them like actually well, I feel like.
Well, didn't South Carolina drop 60 in the second half against Duke?
Yeah, but towards the end, I think there was, like, a lot of fouling. I mean, you know, it was kind of like, you know, like, what do you call that? Bush League minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, plus Luke Kennard got fouled out. So, I mean, it was over once he got fouled out. And it was just atrocious reffing. That's how South Carolina's done it. Bad reffing step of the way.
The reffing in the tournament in general hasn't been good. Was it? Who was it, Northwestern, that literally the guy put his hand through the basket?
Yeah.
Like, yep. How do you fuck that up?
That actually may have been – oh, that was –
And then the coach got a technical because he was complaining about the call.
God, I feel like that was a big-name team, though, who that happened to. It may have been Northwestern. I think it was Northwestern.
Yeah,
you're right.
So, again, Gonzaga's in the Final Four.
Don't call him, son!
Yeah, Gonzaga. It's such an easy route.
Dude, South Carolina, I feel like they're out. I mean, they had to play some tough teams, but dude, like
they beat Duke, Baylor, and then Wisconsin, right? No, Wisconsin. Florida.
I mean, like, dude, Baylor was not good.
Yeah, but no, I agree, but they still went. I mean, Marquette's not bad. For Tennessee, they're not bad because they do one thing really well. And then after they beat Marquette, they went 2-3-4. They played the best possible route they could play. Well, no, they could have played Villanova, I guess.
I mean, I will say the one thing that does make me happy is I like seeing Frank Martin succeed.
Yeah, Frank Martin, what a comeback.
I mean,
he was the man at K-State.
I know. He was sick. I mean, I couldn't believe that they let him go. Like, it obviously shows he's a sick coach.
Yeah, no, clearly.
I was, like, watching an interview with him, and it was like, so some kid from, like, SI Kids asked him a question. He's like, what makes a good team, talent or mentality? And he's like, that's probably the best question. And he talks like Ed Orgeron. He's kind of got like this deep
Ed Orgeron or Ed Oregano?
God, what's his name? Don't they call him the Cookie Monster or something? There's some character who he's just like that they always make fun of him for. I forget.
Have no idea.
I mean, supposedly there's a video, I have not found it out there, of him like trotting around his house in Louisiana serving up gumbo to all of his neighbors. And then like doing some bench press on his front yard. But I mean, so this kid asks him that question. He goes, that's dang best question I've ever heard. And then proceeds to talk about, you know, it's all about the mentality that your players have. And I mean, you look at this team, they're fighting.
Yeah. I mean, talent definitely helps. So, I feel dumb. What's the guy saying? They have that stud.
Sidarius?
Yeah, Sidarius. It's filthy.
But is he actually that good is the question? I don't know.
Yeah, no. He's definitely good, but you never know. He could be better than he actually is because of the mentality that team has. But yep. He's definitely a good player.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Are you rooting for the North versus South championship? Because I think I am at this point.
I would rather gouge my eyes out than see North Carolina make it to that game.
Yeah, but honestly, I guess I'm not huge into college basketball. I've watched most of the tournament, but
well, I mean, every game's been good.
Yeah, the Elite Eight was nuts.
Except with maybe the exception of the Marquette game, which was trash.
Yeah, that was really depressing.
Actually, there were some other low seed games that were pretty boring to watch.
Yeah, honestly, I watched most of the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. I didn't watch as much of the first two rounds, except obviously the Marquette game.
Well, homie, you missed out because every game has been phenomenal so far, including all those bad games.
Was it Wisconsin, Florida? That game was nuts.
I didn't. I was at a bar. I wasn't paying attention to the game. But as soon as Florida won, I started going up. So there were a ton of Wisconsin fans out. And I just, like, start gator chomping everyone. I'm just like, go Gators! Pull out the gator chomp, get in some guy's face, like, Gator baby! Woo-hoo!
Classic.
And the dude, so, like, then there's this dude, like, halfway across the bar, and I get some girl to tap on him for me, and I start doing the gator chomp, and he, like, storms over to me, and he, like, shakes my hand. He's like, I like assumed that he was like gonna get in my face and like fight me because I was kind of like messing with him, and he's like, great game, you guys deserve it. And I was like, what?
Yeah, like, you're probably dude. Like, I don't like this. Tell like, me to go fuck off or something.
Well, I was just like, dude, I'm sitting there giving your team a hard time, and that's how you like chirp me back? Like, no, that's weak. That's what I would expect.
Such a Midwest move. That's such a Wisconsin move.
I'd say Canadian move.
Yeah, that's true. Canadian is kind of the Midwest of the world, though.
Oh, you got to the door, sir. My apologies. You go first. Oh, no, you go first. You were so nice for saying thank you. It's kind of the same thing there, you know?
Yeah,
but
I guess so.
I was laughing. I thought it was funny. I mean, yeah, they were so upset. Like, dude, who... I mean, so, you shouldn't have thought that you were going to win that game. Like, Gators. SEC has to be considered, like, one of the best conferences this year, right? Like, South Carolina, Florida, Kentucky. Yeah.
Who would have thought? The SEC. The ACC got, what, one team to the Sweet 16?
No way. They had to have had more.
No, I think it was just North Carolina. They had nine teams in the tournament.
Well, who else lost? I don't know any of the other teams.
Louisville and Duke.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
Yeah, because the Big East had two, even with Villanova losing because of Xavier and then Butler.
I totally forgot Butler was in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
They got destroyed.
Yeah, North Carolina whooped their ass. North Carolina's good. Anyways, my point that I was going to make was I'm probably going to watch the championship regardless, but... Like, I wouldn't go out of my way to watch the championship if it ends up being Oregon and Gonzaga.
Well, it's always good. All the, I mean, it's college basketball kills pro basketball. How about that?
Whoa, whoa.
The NBA sucks.
Whoa.
I've never been a big NBA fan. Like, you're telling me that you're excited to watch the Warriors play? That was unnecessary. But you're, it's like, seriously, you're telling me you're excited to watch the Thunder play the Warriors in round one? Like, come on.
No, I mean, I always say you can't beat the tournament because I'm an NBA guy, obviously. No, but I would rather watch Game 7 of the NBA Finals than the College Basketball National Championship.
Yeah, but that may not even happen.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, but I would rather watch any Game 7 in the NBA playoffs than any NCAA tournament game. Except for probably the Final Four. And if it's the finals, then I'm definitely taking the NBA. But, if, like, yeah, I'd rather James watch.
What if James Harden won? Well, I'm sorry, what if Russell Westbrook won the MVP? Would you still care about Game 7?
God, I would. I'd be a little pissed off about it. But, I don't know. His triple-double last night was nuts.
57.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty on the. The Russell Westbrook should not be MVP bandwagon.
As you don't be, because he totally belongs there. I mean, Stephen A even said he doesn't know if he's not. He can't even decide who he's voting for.
I just feel like right now, Russell Westbrook's playing is best for the team. But, like, I feel like him playing like that is not a recipe for a championship. And I know it's not his fault because the roster around him isn't like that. But, like, he would have never been able to play like this while Durant was there.
He could have.
I don't think it would have worked, though.
Probably because Durant would have thrown a fit because he's a baby.
Yeah.
Durant's a baby. Just admit it.
He is taking the easiest road, but he definitely did not take the hardest road. I don't know. He had every right to leave.
No, he didn't.
And I think if Westbrook was really this good, he'd still be there.
No way. What?
I don't know, man. If you've got the so-called best player in the NBA getting triple-doubles every night, why couldn't they win anything?
LeBron couldn't do it on his own. You can't. You in this league, you can't be the best player in the league
LeBron,
and expect to win on your own.
LeBron couldn't do it on his own. As
no, he can't.
No, he couldn't. Neither could Westbrook. Westbrook just had Kevin Durant last year.
I think it was more than that, buddy. They should have won. They should have beat the Warriors.
If Russell Westbrook is this the so-called most competitive guy in the world, we talk about the Warriors blowing a 3-1 lead. I'm going to start the Russell Westbrook through 3-1 lead in the playoffs bandwagon because he also did it.
I'd say Scott Brooks blew a 3-1 lead, actually.
He wasn't the coach last year.
Billy Donovan.
Sure. Yeah, no. It's crazy how nobody could get them to play together. And I think that says something about both of them. Like, they could play together, but they played so much ISO ball. And when you have, like, one of the best pure scorers of all time in Kevin Durant and somebody who's apparently this good at dishing the ball out like Westbrook, your offense shouldn't be just ISO ball the whole time.
Why? Wouldn't that get Durant more open?
There's a time and place for ISOs, but if you watch, like, look at the Warriors. Like, look at what they do with Steph Curry and Klay because of how much movement they have with the ball.
Dude, I don't want to watch the Warriors.
That's irrelevant to this point about ISO ball.
Well, I'm just saying I would never know because I don't want to watch the Warriors.
I don't know. I think it's still
also. I think it sounds like Brogdon's going to win MVP.
No,
or
no, it doesn't sound
year.
Like that.
That's what I'm hearing on the channels.
Says who? I hate the Brogdon debate so much. I saw a post on Reddit today that was like somebody was like, shouldn't we treat Rookie of the Year like MVP in that if you're on a bad team, you shouldn't be able to win MVP? And so I go, yeah, that would be like if they gave Otto Porter the MVP over Karl-Anthony Towns because Otto Porter's team is in the playoffs and Karl-Anthony Towns' team isn't.
not a bad idea. Otto Porter's a beast.
He is a beast. So is Brogdon. That doesn't mean they should win Rookie of the Year.
Brogdon definitely, dude. Definitely deserves it.
Brogdon averages like 7 points a game. No, have you watched Dario play? He's a beast. And either way, I still think it should be Embiid, to be honest.
Well, after listening to James Harden, I'm sold. You got to play all 82, my friend.
Not for Rookie of the Year.
Why okay, not?
Let me re-explain myself.
Heck, why don't we just give it to Larry Ellison? I think he's tearing up the D-League.
Henry.
Henry.
There should be a games. Game should be a factor depending on how close the race is. I think because Embiid was so much better than everyone else that's up for the award, even Dario, to be honest, I think that you should just give it to him.
How do you know he wouldn't slow down in the second half?
Even if he slowed down, his numbers would be much better than the rest of the competition. The only other rookie averaging over 10 points is Dario. Unless that's changed recently, and even if it did, I doubt they're averaging over 11. Brogdon's at like 8. Dario's getting a lot. Dario is playing great, but his usage has gone up because Embiid's not there. And when Embiid was playing, the team was better. They doubled their win total from 2016 in just January this year. I think that alone might do it.
Okay. And actually, Brogdon's averaging 10 points a game.
Okay, so he's up. He made it over 10. Congrats, Brogdon.
Yeah, he deserves it, man. It was good. He's been playing well. I mean, Bucks are making a playoff push.
Yeah, and he's a part of it. But, like, if you replace him with Dario, they'd still be in the playoff picture.
I don't know, man.
If you replace Dario with Brogdon, I think they'd be worse. Brogdon's doing well, but I think he's a role player, which is fine. It's not a problem. It's just not Rookie of the Year worthy.
Who's the good rookie on the Suns? I think he plays small forward.
Marquise Chris.
I feel like I've not heard much about that dude.
He's like I should have. Good. Well, because I don't know. It's A, no one really gives a shit about the Suns, and B, if you talk about the Suns, you're normally talking about Devin Booker.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't played in a few games.
Chris hasn't?
Booker, he had that ankle injury. 70 points, amazing. I was pretty impressed.
I was going to ask, what do you think was more impressive, that or Westbrook's triple-double?
The perfect triple-double or the 57 triple-double?
The perfect triple-double I was not impressed with at all. He took like 7 shots. I fucking hate that triple-double, dude. That was not impressive.
It was. First.
It was someone. Not impressive.
First perfect triple double ever in the history of the NBA.
The 57.1 is like 800 times more impressive. Because once Russell Westbrook got the triple double, once he got over that many points and was like, oh, I'm perfect, let me just go for the triple double.
He didn't know that he was perfect.
You're telling me Russell Westbrook isn't watching his stats the entire game?
Yes. Why the hell? He's a team player. Especially that game.
I don't think that was a big deal. He took like 7 shots.
He seemed pretty proud about it afterwards. I've never seen him smile before.
You've never seen Russell Westbrook smile before?
Not that I can recall.
He's not one of those guys that never smiles.
He kind of is. He's like a skinny version of Stan Van.
Is he though?
I mean, why not?
Stan Van smiles.
No, he doesn't. He's gone. This is last year. He's whacked.
Ooh, that's a hot take.
Why? They didn't make the playoffs again.
Well, they can, but they're probably not going to.
No, they're not going to. Don't even try and be one of those people saying, oh, Pistons making a playoff push.
No, well.
Uh-oh. Pistons, 10 games out, but still playoff contenders.
What year is this for Stan Van?
I don't know. 3, 4, 5?
It's definitely not 5.
It's definitely 3 or 4.
It's 3. So I'd give him another year.
Do you really think they're going to make it next year? Because I don't.
No, I. The roster's just like.
Sucks.
Yeah, and it's like, what can you do to make, like, because their core group of players just isn't that good.
Like, he's trying to Paul George.
Drummond is, well, yeah, they're not getting Paul George though. Like, Drummond's good, but like, he's like DeAndre Jordan slightly better, at his peak. Right now, he's not even better.
Don't they have Kentavious Poe or something?
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is probably their best player, actually. It's either really? Him or Drummond.
I thought that dude sucked.
He's gotten a lot better this year.
What about Tobias Harris? He's got the most points per game for them.
Does he really?
Yeah, 16.2.
Ugh.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope only has 14.1.
Yeah, but he's a really good defender. I mean, either way, none of those guys should be your best players.
I don't know, dude. They got Marjanovic. He's sick.
Boban,
baby. Didn't they pay him a ton of money?
Henry
Ellenson with a whopping 1.4 points per game.
15 games, 3.8 minutes. Poor Henry.
When did he last play?
If
they brought him up, they should have played him this season. I mean, the season's over. Might as well give him some minutes.
They have, like, he's listed as a power forward, I guess. Yeah, they should give him some minutes now, but I don't think they're going to.
Should probably trade Marcus.
He played 1 minute on Monday.
That's not bad.
The thing, though. Like, look at this roster, and, like, what can you do that, like, improves this team?
Get rid of Marcus Morris.
But for what? Like,
anything?
I think all of these players, you can't trade them for a player that's better.
And Reggie Jackson, maybe?
Reggie Jackson sucks, dude. They can't move him.
Really?
They wanted to get rid of him, but he was doing so bad. And he gets paid a decent amount.
I thought the issue was that Minnesota, I guess, didn't want to move Rubio. Okay, never mind. You're right.
Yeah, that was weird.
I mean, that was just like garbage for garbage. Yo, your point guard sucks there. Maybe he'll play better with you. Okay, I'll give you our shitty point guard.
Really, I think they got to move Drummond for the best offer and just blow it up.
Who's going to take Drummond and give him a king's ransom? No one.
Yeah, giving up. Yeah, because it's like you're not going to trade for Drummond to build around him. And like, if you already have a competent team that can use Drummond, how much can you give up that the Pistons would get rid of Drummond? It's tough.
The only thing I can think is if somehow a team with like a top pick could actually compete, such as let's say the Lakers, which I think they could, and they're willing to give up their top pick for Drummond.
I could see, honestly, maybe like, and this probably isn't going to happen, but if the Celtics pick, they don't get in the top three and then up at like number four.
I'm just going to tell you no.
You don't think they trade the fourth pick for Drummond?
No.
Yeah, and I wonder, I don't even know if the Pistons would do that. Yeah, but Al Horford can play power forward.
That would ruin their team if they got him.
Well, because
Al Horford is the perfect center for their team.
Yeah, but apparently they were trying to get Nerlens pretty hard too. I guess he plays different than Drummond.
I wouldn't understand the Nerlens chemistry, to be honest.
Just a rim protector. Horford's not a rim protector. And the Celtics are so bad at rebounding. They're the worst rebounding team in the league. So that would just immediately explain why they'd want Drummond.
Man. But I feel like his inability to hit free throws, he's kind of a head case. I feel like all their players are kind of like they're not like what's the word I'm looking for? I wouldn't call them bougie.
Bad. They're bad, not bougie.
Yeah. No. They're like, they have this chemistry to them, you know? You put anyone in that system, and
are you talking about the Celtics?
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking of the Pistons. The Celtics aren't bad. I take that back.
The Celtics are like, I think it's Brad Stevens' system. I think you plug any player in there to replace any of those guys, and they'll be just as good. Only if you took out one of those guys, like probably first pick to take out Isaiah Thomas. I don't re-sign him if I'm them.
Yeah, that's another thing because, you know, like Isaiah Thomas is good, but if they get the first pick and they take like Fultz or Ball.
I don't think they will. I would be surprised if they took Lonzo Ball.
I think they take Fultz if they get the first
pick. I don't like Fultz.
Damn.
I don't like that he was on a bad team. It just is a turnoff.
Yeah, but so is Simmons.
I wasn't crazy about the Simmons trade.
You mean pick, but yeah.
Yeah. Who else was a top player? Who's number two?
Brandon Ingram.
I was high on Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram was the guy who I liked.
I don't hate Brandon Ingram, but I think looking at how this draft class has turned out, I mean, Simmons was clearly the number one pick.
Why do you say that? He hasn't played.
Yeah, I know, but none of these guys, like, I feel like the best-looking prospect has been Jaylen Brown in terms of potential.
I don't even know who Jaylen Brown is, to be honest.
He's on the Celtics.
Really?
Yeah, but like I don't even think he's going to be that great. I think there's
I like Brandon Ingram. As I said, I still like him. I know that he didn't have like a monster year, but you know, they're kind of tanking, they're rebuilding. He's looked better and better as the season's gone on. And the dude's like 18 and a half or like 19.
Yeah,
he's so young. And if he will bulk up. Look at Dwight Howard when he came to the NBA. He's like a toothpick. I guarantee you.
He's
he will bulk
Brandon
up.
Ingram.
No, like, but like, he literally looked like a twig though when he came, like he literally was so skinny.
Yeah, no, he was small. And then he turned into a monster. But yeah, no, I think Brandon Ingram's gonna be good. I love Simmons.
Yeah, because you're a Sixers fan.
It's not. You gotta just watch him pass, dude. His ball vision is nuts. He's wild. But we spent way too much time talking about the Pistons.
Why?
We just talked about the Pistons for like 10 minutes.
I mean, they're kind of relevant right now.
Are they, though?
According to ESPN.
They're the ninth best, the 10th best team in the East.
According to ESPN.
All right.
ESPN determines what's relevant and what's not. Stephen A. Smith. It's like they feed him. It's like they feed him like sun in the morning, and they're like, "Tell us something stupid," and then he says something, and then they're like, "We're running with it." Stephen A. said it. Run with it. Pistons playoff bound.
Stephen A.'s out of his mind.
Then they bring in their Mel Kiper bot. Dallas Cowboys A-minus rating on the draft. Yeah.
The ghost of Skip Bayless is just yelling that LeBron still sucks.
Skip, man, I heard his show sucks, ratings-wise.
Because nobody has Fox Sports.
I was also going to say no one sits there and goes, oh, Skip Bayless, I'm sold.
Especially, like, it's like Skip Bayless with a shittier version of Stephen A. Smith. Let's do it. That sounds like a show I want to watch.
No, it's almost an embarrassment to call Shannon Sharp Stephen A. Smith, in my opinion.
What?
To even compare the two.
Shannon Sharp is not good.
No shit, he's not good.
He's
Dude's
awful.
A nut job. He's like Terry Crews on steroids.
Yeah, except Terry Crews is awesome.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not awesome. I'm just saying he's like, but like Terry Crews is crazy.
Yeah.
You're telling me you don't see Terry Crews and you're like, this dude's about to like do something nuts. Old Spice, yeah!
I don't see Shannon Sharp and say that, though. I see Shannon Sharp and think this guy's going to do something, say something fucking stupid.
Yeah, that's what I mean, you look at his face and you're like, this guy.
Yeah,
this guy does not know what he's talking about.
It's the opposite, because when Terry Crews shows up in something I'm watching, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, Terry Crews. And then if Shannon Sharpe shows up, I'm like, oh, no, Shannon Sharpe.
God, maybe they should have put Shannon Sharpe in The Expendables.
Yeah, because he's expendable. They could have gotten rid of him in the first minute.
Oh, Power Rangers movie. It's not getting good reviews.
It's not getting bad reviews. A lot of the fans like it.
That's what I heard.
Which is honestly better than you'd expect. I feel like that's a movie that everyone was going to hate. And a lot of people have been like, yeah, it's like not bad. It was fun.
I mean, they're kind of like done. I feel like it's like a dead brand, you know? I'm amazed that they spent a shitload of money on this movie. I can't believe they decided to do that.
It's got a 47 on Rotten Tomatoes, which, like, to be honest,
considered bad.
For Power Rangers, though, if you split the critics, like, I feel like it's better than you'd expect.
Still, not what I was expecting. I was expecting great reviews.
I was expecting like a 5, to be honest. I was expecting like Fantastic Four level reviews. 5 might be aggressive. I was expecting like 23 tops. Well, it did not look great. But like the fan reception, from what I've read, people liked it.
Huh. Interesting. I'm gonna look at some other ones. The one I'm really looking forward to, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Well, hell yeah.
I think it looks better than the first one, just based off previews.
I don't want to get my hopes up, but I could definitely see that happening. I'm very excited. Wait,
is Vin Diesel supposed to make a cameo as Groot?
I think he's still playing Groot. They probably just made his voice.
No way. You could be right.
Yeah, they probably just made his voice higher. That's what I'd hope. I wouldn't want them to get rid of Diesel.
Who's your favorite character?
Probably Star-Lord still. I love all of them, though. Batista's great.
He's
Rocket's
pretty fun.
Great.
I don't know if I'm crazy about Rocket. I only like that one scene in the commercial. Don't push the button. I love that. I was dying.
Yondu's dope. That movie's gonna be so awesome.
That dude's sick. Yondu, I just love that name. You should name your first son Yondu.
Yondu Ribeiro.
Oh, dude. That dude would be like the coolest guy in grade school. He could turn into like a meme, too. Yondu!
Yondu!
See? Already happening. He's not even born yet, and he's already got a meme sort of following.
Are you excited for the Captain Underpants movie?
Yes. Kevin Hart, perfect casting.
Yeah, dude, perfect. I'm so pumped.
Like, what part was I dying at? I forget what song they're playing, but it's when they're like walking into the auditorium with the boombox. They had like the perfect song in the commercial playing for it, but I totally forgot what it was.
I don't remember either. But Ed Helms is nailing the cap, dude.
I don't know if I like that.
He's killing the
like
tra-la-la. Tra-la-la.
I think he was not the good choice for Captain Underpants, to be honest.
Who would you pick for Captain Underpants?
Danny McBride.
He would have been a good Captain Underpants. Fair enough.
Like, he would have been amazing. Like, honestly, it would be sick if they'd make, like, an adult version of Captain Underpants and used him. And I would go see that in a heartbeat because it'd be unreal.
I really like Ed Helms, though. Well, that's not fair because I would say yes to Danny McBride in literally anything.
Logan?
I would go see it. I don't know if it would be great casting, but
no!
Danny McBride as Wolverine?
No. Oh my god, no. No, please no. Reminds me of that episode of The Office. God, no!
No, god, no!
The greatest movie scenes of all time. TV show episodes, excuse me. TV show scenes.
Oh, hey. If we want to talk about football, I got a long dormant Teos and Little Stevie segment we can bring back.
We can. Hold on. There's one other. Oh my gosh. Oh, movie? Captain Underpants. Nick Kroll as the bad guy is so perfect.
Oh yeah, dude. The whole cast is great.
Amazing. It's gonna be.
The only thing I'm concerned about, even though you said you liked him, is Kevin Hart is literally just playing Kevin Hart.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of like how that kid is, though, if I remember from the book right. Like, just getting into trouble, like, being a goofy dude. Like, I think he'll nail it.
Yeah, and they got a – what's his name in Silicon Valley?
Thomas Middleditch.
Yeah, Middleditch.
I actually think he's going to do a good job of that, to be honest. I was, like, kind of hesitant because I think he's difficult to carry something. But it sounds like he's going to be good.
He's good at Silicon. He's got a – he sounds like a kid.
But he plays, like, a certain character. He cannot carry that show. That show's built off all the characters.
Oh, yeah, totally. But he's still great. But, yeah, that cast is magical.
The new season looks hilarious. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally can go, honestly, like, anywhere they want with it, so.
Great month of TV coming up next month.
Is that when Thrones is back? No, Thrones is back in July.
Next month we got Fargo, new season, Leftovers, final season, Better Call Saul, coming back.
Better Call Saul, never watched The Leftovers.
Have you watched Fargo?
I've seen the movie, never the TV show.
The show's better. Show's so good.
Really?
Leftovers is great, but it's a weird show, but I love it. The second season was super good. Fargo, though, you would definitely love Fargo. I don't know if you'd like Leftovers. It's just like it's like the same kind of humor as the movie, but like, I think the plot's more interesting.
I don't know if I thought the movie was that funny.
I didn't think it was that great, but like the sense of humor, it's like dry, like Minnesota accents the whole time, like obnoxiously nice people centered around murder.
I just can't imagine that as a TV show.
It's great, dude. It's one of the highest reviewed TV shows since it's been out.
No way, really?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And do you watch Shameless? I keep hearing Shameless. I've never watched that either.
I just started it recently.
Any thoughts? Thoughts so far?
Yeah, I like it. Hang on one sec.
But you know,
I like Shameless. I'm only on like episode 5 though, but it's good so far. It's a funny show.
I'm watching Burn Notice.
Why?
Why not? What's wrong with Burn Notice?
I don't know. It's just like I'd never pick up Netflix and be like, I'm gonna watch Burn Notice.
Dude, the dude looks like a boss. It's a great show. Totally recommend it if you've never seen it.
Isn't that just like I don't know? And this is going to sound kind of pretentious, but like I can't do those USA. I can't bring myself to starting those USA shows.
You got a problem with Monk Boy?
I don't know. I never really watch it.
What?
Oh, this is the show with Jeffrey Donovan. He's in Fargo.
Who?
The main guy. He's in season 2.
Which guy? Michael or Sam?
Michael.
What? The dude's in Fargo? I cannot imagine that.
He's in season 2. Because I remember my friend was he was like, I want to watch Fargo just because I love that guy in Burn Notice.
I cannot imagine that dude in Fargo.
He's ridiculous in Fargo.
He's pretty sick in Burn Notice. There's the other guy. Who's the guy who's Sam? That dude's the man.
Bruce Greenwood. Was that what it said? I left the Burn Notice page. Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, that dude's awesome.
Yeah, he's...
He's in one of the Call of Duty zombie games, too.
He is in one episode of Fargo, and he plays Ronald Reagan.
What?
Yeah.
It's interesting, because like, those guys work really well together as, like, in Burn Notice, so I could see him. I think it's funny they brought him in for Fargo.
He's in Fargo for, like, a hot second. The other guy's in the whole season.
Interesting. Yeah, I know. He's funny. Really funny, actually.
Yeah, the best part of Fargo is just, like, they get a – because they do a different, like, storyline every season with new actors. So you just, like – you just get a bunch of actors doing Midwest accents.
Huh. Like, interesting.
Season 1 had Saul Goodman in it, and the main characters were Billy Bob and Martin Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Dennis from Always Sunny is in it. It's such an outrageous group of actors. Key and Peele were in it.
Really?
Yeah, it's like all over the place.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, no, good. You should check out a Burn Notice. It's pretty good.
Maybe I'll dabble.
Okay, so you said you wanted to get into football. Let's hit it.
I have a classic little Stevie Tass and little Stevie segment.
Okay, let's do it.
Way too early Wednesday.
Oh God.
We haven't heard that bite in a long time.
God, this kind of makes me think of this Dan Levitard segment they have going on. Like, what would Stugotz pick? And they asked him a question, and it was like, would you rather have a family with kids and make $52,000 a year, or be single and make $1 million? And it's him laughing for 2 minutes. He never answers because he's like married and he has kids. So, it's pretty funny.
That's ridiculous.
It's something, right. And I think he even says something at the end about like, I love the money.
God, man.
Or no. He's laughing, and then at the end he goes $52,000. So you know what he was doing.
52. All right. Well, for those who were not listening to the show like 2 years ago, it hasn't been that long. I'm gonna say topic, and then we're gonna decide if this statement is too early or a reasonable statement. Jay Cutler will not be a starter in 2017.
I'm going to say he will be.
So too early? I think it's too early, too.
I don't think it's too early. I actually think the hot take is saying that he will be a starter. Because the real question is, where could he start? I only see two viable options, and that's Browns and Jets. And I can't see either team taking him. But no. I somehow feel like he has to land on his feet.
I think that he gets signed as a backup, but I still think it's too early to say he won't be a starter. A lot can happen. But yeah, it's like that's a question. Like no one needs a Jay Cutler type right now.
I mean, he could be good. He was good at one point.
Yeah, like the only two teams that I could see being like, yeah, we'll sign him, like, and then start him that are actually good is Houston, who wants Romo.
I think Houston already said they don't want Jay Cutler. That's why I say that.
I doubt it. I think they're gonna get Romo or play Savage, to be honest. And the other team,
that'd be so stupid. God, that would be so stupid to play Savage.
Yeah.
Probably. I would cringe if they did that. I would honestly cringe. It would be horrible.
Maybe they like him.
Oh, dude. That would be bad.
And the other team that I think in theory could sign Jay Cutler would be Denver, but obviously they're not signing him. He wouldn't go back to Denver. Okay.
God, Denver is just, man. One of those teams has to trade for him, I think.
Well, I think Denver actually does like Simeon. They're just like, well, if we can get Tony Romo. And they have Paxton Lynch, so you know their plan's kind of there.
Oh man,
not that it's the greatest plan, but
I mean, dude, I like Cutler. He's got an arm. He's not bad.
I agree. It's just like all the middling teams that don't need to go into a full rebuild already have guys in place. Unless here's a theory. And I will skip to this one because this would make sense if this happens. All right, way too early. Jay Cutler won't be the opening starter for the Redskins.
That's never going to happen. Sorry.
You don't think he's playing in Washington?
Never. What the hell would he play in Washington?
So, like, let's say that happens. Let's say Cousins leaves. Wait, did I say Jay Cutler?
Yes.
I meant Cousins. You don't think Jay Cutler would play in Washington?
No. Why?
What if Cousins leaves is what I meant.
Oh, man. I feel like the only place I could see him going is, whatchamacallit?
The Jets?
Yes.
It would be such a Jets move.
Did I say Jets? I meant Niners. Niners is the only team I can see him going to.
Oh, for Cousins? Yeah.
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 But I don't know. I think he's probably more likely to stay. I don't know. It's a weird situation.
I mean, it's really, are they going to give him a long-term deal? And if they don't, then he definitely should leave.
Yeah. That's just, like, pay him.
They're treating him like shit. They really, like, I mean, I've told you, I think Mark Cuban does himself a disservice the way he talks about players, and I think people don't want to play for him because of his, like, mouth that he runs.
But he at least defends his own players, which, like, I'm with you, but, like, Washington's handled themselves so poorly.
I don't know if I think he's that loyal.
Wow. And that's coming from a Mavs fan.
Tyson Chandler, he let him walk. Didn't like that.
This like Tejas underlying resentment for Mark Cuban is one of my favorite subplots on this show.
Well, I mean, like, I love Dirk. Like, Dirk could go kill someone, and I'd probably still like Dirk. But I do not like Mark Cuban. I really think name one big free agent he's been able to land. No, I can't think of one.
That's true.
Like, don't even tell me Dennis Rodman, because no one wanted Rodman.
They did land Darren Williams eventually.
But, like, supposedly, I think it was Jason Kidd, or maybe it was Darren Williams, was supposed to have a sit-down with him, and he was filming Shark Tank instead.
No, yeah, it was Darren and, Williams.
Like, and it's like, that is just – he thinks he could win president. He couldn't. Like,
yeah,
he's not anything like Trump. Like, Trump is very different than he is, and he's just a bum.
I don't think either of them should be president, but yeah.
I don't think – honestly, dude, I'm kind of pissed about this whole environmental thing. I won't lie. I'm a bit irritated. I mean, really? Was it really necessary to do that? Really?
No, it wasn't.
Like, no. Like, and this healthcare plan, hated it. Like, I was like, are you serious? And then I heard the dumbest thing from Paul Ryan the other day is that he's worried that Trump's going to reach across the aisle and work with the Democrats on the healthcare plan. And I'm
like, he should do that. Like,
yeah,
what?
I was like, wait, why is it bad to work with the other side?
That's like, what's wrong with our country right now. Like, is Paul Ryan saying shit like that?
I was just like, wait. Out of all the dumb things Trump has done, said, implied, the one thing that makes sense, you say that that's crazy.
Yeah, Jesus, and I'm like, dude.
What's, oh, my God. So I'm like pretty tired, fed up with some of these people, but I mean, hey, to anyone can have their own opinion. You're entitled to, but I the environmental thing, man, I don't get the, and the women's rights stuff, like, I mean, dude, it's crazy. I saw a photo and they were talking, it was like they were having a discussion on women's rights or like equal pay or like getting them or maybe it was like maternity leave or something, and it was all men in the room.
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, you are the last people who should have a say in this. I also just think it's absurd that a man can tell a woman that she can't have an abortion.
Yeah, it's absurd. Like, it's nuts.
It's crazy.
Like, I think if you're pro-life, totally fine. That is a very reasonable take. But you shouldn't be able to tell everyone else that they have to do that. Like, you shouldn't be able to control someone else's body. It's not your
religion,
business.
Religion and politics, man, don't go together very well at all.
Oh, yeah. And thank God we got Mike Pence in there to help smooth over that.
My favorite is the memes of this dude who looks like Mike Pence. Like, it's this old comic book character.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got, like, electric powers. It's so
funny. I feel
like
I know that what that character's from, but I can't remember right now. But those memes
are
great.
I think it was the swamp. They're, like, secret lair was in the swamp. Like, I'm pretty sure that's the show that it was. I don't remember what it was called, but.
Yeah, no. Ugh.
Raiders move. What do you think? We didn't even talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we didn't. Sucks for Oakland, but fine with it.
I'm pissed. No, I think I've actually talked to a couple friends who are, like, diehard NFL fans. They're like, fuck the NFL. They don't want to watch games anymore. I'm kind of with them. I'm pretty pissed.
I will give the Raiders. I think Mark Davis, bowl cut himself, I think he's handled this situation well. He tried.
What was the city supposed to pay for the damn stadium?
No, and I agree, but Mark Davis isn't like Spanos or Kroenke. Like, he doesn't have as much money as them. He's like, the Raiders are his biggest asset. And so, like, no, the Oakland shouldn't have paid for the team, but Mark Davis also shouldn't have sold them just so they could stay there. It's just a shitty situation, and
he's got to have a boatload of money, though.
Yeah, but like a stadium, you need a yacht full of money, not a boatload.
I think they offered him some public financing, at least some. I don't think they said no. We're not going to give you anything.
Yeah, no, you're right. I just like.
I mean, what are the rate? Here's the issue I have. So you're Mark Davis, and you want a stadium for your team to play, right? Who
yeah.
You get all the proceeds. Everything you sell, everything, all the tickets, everything goes to him. City doesn't get anything. I guess they get a tax, but like they shouldn't have to pay for a majority of it if you're collecting all the revenue.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Look at it this way. I looked up Mark Davis's net worth compared to Stan Kroenke, who owns the Rams. Kroenke's $7.4 billion. Mark Davis is $500 million.
Really?
So, Mark, like, it sucks for everyone involved, but, like, Mark Davis is just really, like, the Raiders are why he's rich. They're the only reason why he's rich, because he just inherited the team.
But I feel like they could have done funding. I mean, dude, I can't believe how much money Vegas, Nevada is putting up, $950
million. Oh, yeah, well, it's because they want a team bad. They know it'll be good for them. It really sucks for Oakland.
Here's what I wish. I wish the NFL would give him a different team to move to Vegas and let someone buy the Raiders from him.
Yeah, that would be fair.
Like, I can't imagine ever seeing another team in Oakland.
No.
Right?
I don't think there will be.
Like, it's – I mean, no, I could see the Raiders moving back, but not after Vegas, Utah's – I mean, Nevada's put this much money into a stadium.
The Raiders have moved before, though.
But, like,
in LA.
Didn't they used to play in the Coliseum?
Yeah. For a
so it's
years.
Like, but, like, USC still used the Coliseum. You know, the Coliseum still has a lot of use. You're not going to just give, like, a $1.8 billion stadium to UNLV.
No. Nope.
Like, that would be nuts.
Only time will tell.
I don't think they can. I don't think. I mean, that city's screwed. They're getting a hockey team and a football team. You really think a city that didn't have any teams can support that much? I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, but they get a shitload of tourists, and I think that will be big for hockey. And I think that I think more LA the Raiders have a fan base in LA, and I think. A decent amount of them will go to games in Vegas.
Do Chargers fans and Raiders fans hate each other?
Yeah. And now I don't think Chargers fans exist.
Well, I just wonder if the Chargers could ever move to Oakland.
I don't know why
Oakland
they moved to LA.
Oakland Chargers actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to be able to sell out the stadium.
No.
Those teams are screwed. The Rams won't leave because Kroenke knows, like, I think the Rams will be fine. I think the Chargers are going to lose out, and I think they're going to have to move. And I could actually see them going to, like, San Antonio maybe.
The Chargers?
Yeah. They're going to go somewhere. Maybe they'll go back to San Diego.
I don't know why they moved to L.A. Nobody wanted them there. They barely wanted the Rams. They definitely didn't want two teams.
I think it was something along the lines of he was trying. I think he was personally trying to get San Diego to chip in more money. And I think at first it was, and I think it was kind of like him trying to play them and be like, what's your next move? And they're just like, we're not doing anything. And he's finally like, well, shit, I just have to make this move. It is sick, though, that they're playing in like a 25,000 person stadium this year.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'm pretty jealous. Like, that would be fun.
The Raiders are at least staying in Oakland for 2 years. And I don't know if you saw Mark Davis.
I think that's worse.
Well, Mark Davis is anyone who already bought season tickets before the moves, he's letting them get a refund if they want them, which is a solid move.
I don't think it's – dude, they're going to potentially sell out anyways because they're so good. I just think it's like – I think it's just gross. I don't like it. And they're losing the Warriors. Like, Oakland's going to have nothing, man.
Yeah, well,
the A's. They'll have the A's. A's will probably never leave, even though they're trying to go to, like, San Jose.
Yeah, I don't think they're going anywhere. And the Warriors are right across the bridge. They're not that
far. But San Francisco and Oakland hate each other, I feel like.
Yeah, they definitely do.
You know, so it's not the same, even though John Lynch is like, hey, Oakland fans, come join. A couple of interesting things that I thought actually with the move. First off, fuck all the NFL owners with that vote.
Yeah, that was
the only one I have respect for. The only one I have respect for is Stephen Ross. That's the Dolphins owner who voted against it because he's like, when do we quit selling out fans? Supposedly he put in a bunch of his own money to renovate the stadium in Miami. And so, like, I totally respected that move. Like, they don't even sell. I feel like they do so bad in terms of ticket sales. Like, he's still stuck in Miami, you know?
Yeah. Well, I just looked up his net worth, and he's worth $12
billion. But still, like...
No, it's still good. And it's like Stan Kroenke is worth $7.5 billion, and he made no effort to keep the Rams in St. Louis.
Did he put up all the money for the L.A. stadium?
Yeah, all of it. But he wanted public funding from St. Louis.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, compared to that move,
he's put his money – okay, so then maybe Mark Davis has no business owning the team.
Yeah, I mean, really, he probably doesn't.
I mean, look at the kids who inherited the Bills. They sold the team.
Yeah, but
he's just got a huge ego, and he's an idiot.
Would you sell the team if you were Mark Davis? Hell no.
I mean, I like the NFL too much. I don't think I would have ever moved the team out of Oakland though.
Yeah, it was bold, but
like they were like, dude, what do you call it? Shoulder pads with spikes, like. Oh, it was just so cool, man. Oakland is – it was cool to like the Raiders.
Yeah. Las Vegas Raiders
doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound good. But they're losing their heart. They sold out to the devil.
Yeah, you're right.
So that was one thing. Respected that. Another thing I thought about was Jerry Jones, I think, voted because he was worried about them at some point potentially going to San Antonio.
Wow.
Totally afraid of that. You want, because literally everything San Antonio is black and silver. That was the perfect place for the Raiders to go. I can't believe they didn't try and move there.
That color-wise, yeah, but think about how
it makes so much sense.
Think about how different the Raiders are than the Spurs. They're like the exact opposite in terms of like fan base and player styles. Whoa. The Spurs are football. Like the most low-key team ever, and then the Raiders are so in your face.
I think because of the color scheme, I think fans would have been super into them.
Oh, well, yeah, dude, but fans would be into the Bills.
It's like, look at Atlanta's new pro soccer team. They're crushing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... San Antonio and Atlanta is hard to compare because I feel like any football team could move to San Antonio and they'd be excited about it.
Steve.
Yeah.
What happened?
I think we just both stopped talking.
No, you went out.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. I guess we'll have to fix that. The last final thought on the Raiders move, though, is that how happy must Jed York be that now he controls the entire Bay Area fans in football?
Well deserved.
My least favorite person in the world.
Jed. Well, Lisa. How do you feel about, and I guess way too early, ended way too early, but I wanted to ask if you think Kaepernick will be on a roster in 2017.
So, okay, great question. Here's what I was listening. I was listening to someone who had formerly been a quarterback or within a front office or something like that talk, and here's what they said. Backup quarterback, you don't want any baggage. And he's got about a jumbo jet full of baggage.
I hate that though, dude. Like you want a good player to be your backup.
Okay, but is he really that great?
He'd be one of the best backups in the league.
Where would he fit in? I mean, the only one I can think of is Tampa Bay.
I don't know, man. I think
maybe Carolina, but I think Carolina is Derek Anderson, I want to say, is a backup.
Yeah, but look at it like this. Your backup doesn't always have to be the same player as your starting quarterback. Derek Anderson and Cam Newton couldn't be more different.
Yeah, but Derek Anderson's been their like backup forever. I don't know, man. It's a tough call. I think I understand.
You wouldn't take him as Dak's backup if Romo leaves?
I mean, I would like to have his skill on the team, but I feel like it's just going to surround the team in controversy.
I think
people really don't like Kaepernick.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think it's ridiculous.
It's just too much of a risk. Why? I mean, especially the Cowboys. They already signed Greg Hardy at one point. They can't do another signing.
Okay. Fact that we're even comparing Greg Hardy and Colin Kaepernick is obnoxious, dude.
Baggage.
It is not. It shouldn't even be in the same sentence of baggage. One is literally a miserable human being, and the other was a person with good intentions that some people don't agree with how he protested it.
I'm not saying that they're the same in terms of how bad it is what they did. I just think, like, it pissed people off, and you can't continuously piss people off.
Cowboys fans are never going to abandon the team. I don't know, though. I think.
But why give them a reason to?
That shouldn't be a reason. That's what I hate about this. And I think a lot of people that are saying, like, Kaepernick's being blackballed, like, it's early April, or it's end of March. Like, he's asking for, like, $10 million to be a starter. And if I'm any NFL team, I'm probably not going to sign him because, like we just talked about with Jay Cutler, the market for not very good but still pretty good quarterbacks to be signed to starter money isn't there. But if it comes August and September and he's not on a team, unless he hasn't budged on that I want $9 million stance, then that's ridiculous.
We'll see. I mean, I'd be shocked if he got a starting job.
So would I. Maybe, I would be stunned. Maybe
maybe the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I think if the Browns don't draft somebody, maybe. I don't know.
I'm slightly concerned about Hugh Jackson's tenure there already.
I think that the organization has the right mindset, and I don't think they're going to can him.
I hope they don't, because I totally agree. I think they're actually, for once in their life, moving in the right direction.
They are. Just that Brock Osweiler trade tells me that there's no way they fire Hugh Jackson after this season.
I think I personally think it's kind of cool to see that trade, because one thing, people in the NFL hated it because they're like, a second-round pick, you're going to take on all that salary.
It's that's such the baseball an NBA mindset. Trade, dude. Such a basketball
MLB.
Trade. MLB. MLB, too, yeah, but.
And I'm just kind of – I guess you're right. It is an NBA trade. I don't know, but I – whatever. But it's like – I mean, if that pick turns into a player like Dak Prescott, doesn't that make it worth it? Like 1 year of $18 million. Like,
and that's what I hate, like, in basketball, too. It's like, what do you want them to use that money on? I mean, A, and I think they're going to – I don't think they're going to take Osweiler as a sunk cost. I think they're either going to – eat some of the money and trade him for something, or let him play a couple of games and see what happens. Unless they end up taking, like, Watson or Trubisky, which I'm not sure if they're going to.
Definitely don't think they are, because they're going to take Myles Garrett.
Yeah, but they have the 12th pick, too.
So, I don't like Watson or Trubisky. I wouldn't even touch him until the second round.
No, honestly, if I'm Cleveland, if they're there in the second round, yeah, but I take two guys I think are good. Cody Kessler looked all right last year. I say you give him a shot. Maybe you give Osweiler a shot. Maybe last year was just a bad situation. And if neither work out, take a quarterback next year. They have time.
Yeah. I don't reach for those two. Who's a good-looking quarterback coming out of the next year's draft?
The USC, I should know this guy. Sam Darnold, right? That's his name. The USC quarterback. He's
not sold on that guy. There's another quarterback. I think the Oklahoma State guy. So I can dig.
Darnold's the top guy, but like we know in the past with USC quarterbacks, it can end quickly. Shout out,
yeah,
Matty Barnes.
Yeah. We'll see. Hey, he's in NorCal, baby.
Yeah, well, this guy is a redshirt freshman too, so I guess if he has a bad year, he'll just come back, play again.
We'll see. He's good. Should we call up Adam, talk about some WrestleMania?
Adam hasn't texted me back yet, so
okay. Why don't we just talk about it then?
Yeah, so you're like a casual wrestling fan. I'd say it's a fair classification, right?
I'm not. That's not a wrestling fan.
You watch occasionally.
I never watch.
Would you tune in, though, to watch Goldberg fight Brock Lesnar?
I would watch the highlights.
It's still casual.
I think I don't like that it's so fake.
I love it. It's just like watching a TV show, dude, except with real stunts. Real-ish stunts.
I mean, I think so.
So you're not excited. Would you watch any of these? AJ Styles or Shane McMahon?
Nope. I mean, dude, what was the Cage Rumble thing? What's it called? Royal Rumble. I didn't watch that. And that would be the only one that I'd watch.
True. Rumble was pretty... No, not really.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about it?
I don't know. I don't really want to rant about wrestling by myself for 5 minutes.
Well, we could look at what the projections are on
the betting odds?
The betting odds.
I don't know if I want to look at the betting odds, because sometimes they spoil them.
No shit, really?
Well, I don't think yet, but yeah, let's pull up those betting odds. So if you don't want betting odds spoilers, I'll put a timestamp with though after we talk about this.
Because I mean, you probably already have just as good of an idea as the betting odds do to who will win.
No, yeah, and that's what it is. It's like they call it smart money doesn't come in until the day of the show. So like we look today right now. Let's say WWE Championship match. Randy Orton's minus 210. and Bray Wyatt is plus 160.
I mean, I would expect Randy Orton to win.
If you look at the betting
Where
odds
is
now, it's in Orlando. If you look
That's
at the
such a bad place to have it.
No, it's not. All right. I need to figure out how to get this headphones to work. I'm just going to put this on.
Orlando usually sucks. Like, the only thing in Orlando is Disney World.
That's not true.
Like, okay, there's like Gators there too, and the University of Central Florida, but other than that, it kind of sucks.
Hey, Juliana's here.
Hi.
Hey, Juliana.
Hi, what's
Good
up?
talk.
You wanted to come on the show. What do you want to talk about?
What did you want to talk about, Juliana?
Chris wants, says your friend that called in has to come on the show next time.
Gabby?
Yeah.
All right, I'll call her up next time.
Perfect. We can talk some Carolina Panthers.
Hey, Juliana watched all of The Bachelor this season. That's
I
relevant.
did.
I don't know anything about what happened. I know that Press Virginia killed me in my bracket.
Yeah, can you
I'm
West
no, I can't talk about it. I'm still depressed.
Wow. I love Bob Huggins. He's the man.
Bobby.
Whatever. Wow.
Wow.
That's something
Wait,
that
so what did
just
Juliana want to talk about? She said she wanted to come on the show. What did she want to
She's
talk
been
about?
saying she wants to come on the show. Who do you think is going to win the NCAA tournament? I don't know. You answer it. One of our best guest segments yet.
Yeah. I think this goes with my buddy who said like two words.
No, she's
You
better than
think about
him.
how we're...
Give us a hot take. Who's going to win the Super Bowl next year? She wants to be fed answers.
He gave me zero preparation for this. I'm nervous.
Okay. I'll give some questions, and you can feed her answers, little Stevie.
All right.
Who's gonna win the Super Bowl next year? We probably
Patriots.
need like some music for this,
Oh, he's gonna
so
win.
like the listeners are like, "What the heck's going on?"
Yeah, a lot
This
going
may
on
kill.
right now.
This may kill our 12 podcast download.
Suck. You called me in here.
You want to come on?
Give me fucking grace.
What's the next big video game coming out from
From
Take
Take
Two?
Two, yeah. What's your next game?
We have a new release coming up. Actually, no
Oh!
idea. I'm lying. I don't know.
She's lying.
Lying, what? We need some insider scoop on the video
Yeah.
game
Come on, this is
When?
stupid.
You're not even near the microphone.
Because you're not telling me what to say.
Talk about bit work. Take
Not
two.
talk about work.
What's take two for those who don't know?
Yeah, tell us where you work. Please.
I work in the city at Take
Oh, no. You gotta explain what take two
Here's a good
is.
question. How similar is life in New York compared to Sex and the City?
Ooh, great question.
I wish I could say it's as similar as the show, but it's not because I don't have martinis every night like they do.
If you were a Sex and the City character, which character would you be? It's got to be one of the four main girls.
How do you know that?
Everyone knows that.
Well, they're all kind of messed up in their own way, but I'd love to be Carrie.
Really?
For
So you
real.
could date, you would like to date
Actually,
Ferris
honestly,
Bueller.
I strive to be Samantha, but that'll never happen with him.
What?
Why not?
Samantha's a.
Wow.
She's beautiful. She's a beautiful woman with an even more beautiful personality.
Okay, well. Before Juliana goes, we're gonna give her. I'm gonna
I'm
read.
taking
I'm
over.
gonna read her a Facebook question because we're about to do the Facebook Q&A.
Oh, you should call me
Cool.
for that.
Here you go. Do you support Israel or Palestine?
This?
It's a question from Connor McCann.
Oh, of course. Is he listening?
Probably not.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Israel or Palestine?
Give me one good question and I'll leave.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. What's your opinion on the recent trend in these kids these days creating alternate Instagram accounts or Finstas?
I'll answer that. I don't understand what the big trend is with these Finstas. Can you explain that?
They're fake Instagrams.
But why?
Steve, haven't you been the victim of a Finsta?
Yeah, we're not going to say my Finsta on the show. You can text me if you
want. Wait, that's you? I thought there was someone else.
It depends which one.
One of them is someone else.
I follow one of them. Interesting. Okay, I did not know that the other one was Little Stevie. Learn something new every day.
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe?
It might be me.
Oh.
Mountain Dew?
Yeah. Where can we follow you on Twitter?
My Twitter?
Yeah, you don't want to plug yourself?
Tell them to follow me on Snapchat. That's the real
thing. All right, give us your Snapchat name for the listeners.
Oh, my Lord. Didn't know this was amateur hour, Juliana.
Yeah, next time you got to come up with your own segment.
You need to prep me for this.
All right, we'll prep you next time.
All right, we'll have
I'm putting the headphones back
Bye,
on.
Chris.
Bye. Okay, so let me give you here's first question, Steve. Mountain Dew.
What? I mean, you what?
First question I have for you from the Facebook is Mountain Dew.
It's just Mountain Dew.
Yep, first question. Mountain Dew.
Maybe.
Maybe? Really?
The question
I feel
is
like
just
that's
Mountain
a yes
Dew.
Or no question. Yeah.
Oh, not without alcohol.
Okay. Next question. From Jared Zmolik. And that was from Will Fisher. Jared Zmolik. When are you guys going to have a Chub Step podcast host on your show?
Yeah, I saw this. Next week, Jared. I wanted to wait until The Walking Dead ended.
I also have another idea. What if we had Jared and said co-host of Chubstep? So, like, kind of like a twist, Teos, a little Stevie Chubstep episode.
A double podcast. A collab. A crossover episode?
Yes, crossover. That's what I was looking for.
I like the prospect of that.
I think that would be very interesting.
Let's do a Chubstep. Also, Chubstep kind of upset me this week because I listened to it. And I live in New York and I'm in advertising and I like the show Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Horrible
and
show.
I found out there's an official New Yorker of Chubstep and it's not me. And then Jared shit on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. And then they called everyone in advertising nerds because they didn't like an ad they saw on TV.
Well, Jared's right. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt's one of the worst TV shows I've ever sat through one episode.
Hey,
sat
do you like Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
I love that show.
Wow. So thank God she's still in the room.
Next question. Jared Zmolik. Is Josh Gordon going to make a comeback?
Ooh, I had this on
I'm going to just say it right now. No.
Yes. Josh Gordon, until I will never say that he's not making a comeback until he's dead.
Is Jay Cutler done, also from Jared Zmolik? I say no.
Not done,
He can sit on the bench for me.
Yeah, we kind of address that. Maybe.
Is Kaepernick done? I'm going to say yes. Carolyn.
No. Hansky. I hope not.
Final question from Nick Jordan. Where will Romo play this season? Or will he even play?
Houston. If Houston or CBS?
Honestly, if you told me like a month or so ago, I would have said for sure Houston or Denver. Now I'm kind of leaning towards CBS.
I think Houston. Hey, hang on a sec.
What?
I don't know. I think the issue with Houston is I don't think they'd... Oh, man. If you're the Cowboys, I don't think you can give them up to Houston without a draft pick.
I just don't get why they're waiting out on a draft pick.
Because you don't give them up for nothing.
I don't think that's fair to Romo.
I think it is. He's the one who could have restructured his deal. Become more attractive.
They should just cut him, though.
Ah, no point to.
He's been there for so long, dude.
Okay, what are your questions?
Okay, well, we answered the Finsta one. This one got me a little upset. Peter Hansen asked, who starts their next professional game first, Tebow or Embiid? Embiid. Unless we're counting single A.
Okay, wait. I'm going to throw in a quick question. Is Jabari Parker going to be a bust?
I think he'll be back.
Third.
He was good this year. He was good this year.
He was sick this year, but third knee injury, man. Bad.
I think he'll be back. And Embiid will start opening night, and Tim Tebow will not play in the MLB this year. Although if he does, I'll be very happy.
He won't. You're right. You're totally right.
Do you support Israel or Palestine from Connor McCann?
Not saying anything.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that, Connor.
Next.
Who would you rather bone, Meg Ryan or Jack Nicholson from Kyle Sermonera?
Meg Ryan, Jack Nicholson, or who's the other one?
That was it. The question was from Kyle.
Who's Meg Ryan?
From, she's from, like, the 80s.
I don't even know who she is, homie.
Wasn't she in, You've Got Mail?
No. You act like I watched that movie.
Oh, man. Sleepless in Seattle, When Harry Met Sally.
I'm just not even going to say anything.
I think Jack Nicholson would make one hell of a story.
I'm just not even going to say anything. Next.
This wasn't a question, but Justin D. Robert has commented and said, hope you're enjoying the Windy City. So my cousin Justin has been commenting on all my things, acting like I'm in the city that they're not in, and it's been very confusing. I posted an Instagram of me by a bridge in Queens, and he commented and said, San Francisco looks beautiful.
That's funny. That's really funny, actually.
And then my last question was from Pat Flanagan. Whatever happened to Steve Slayton? Fell off. Shout out West
Virginia. Set a running back from West Virginia, played for, like, the Panthers, right?
Yeah.
I think he was just really tiny.
He played for the Texans. He had that killer year.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. He sucked.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nah, I think we had a good show.
A bit slow. Yeah, I have one final thought. I meant to talk about this last show. We didn't talk about the Oscars, did we?
We did.
Oh, we did? All right, never mind.
You were pretty pissed about the awards.
I
said that accountant should be fired.
Like, my thought was, can you imagine if La La Land won, but they read Moonlight by accident? Like, could you imagine the reaction from people?
It's funny.
Like, it would not have gone over well.
I agree. We got to start posting more memes on the page. We'll say that.
Tweet us your memes at Tejas Little Stevie or on Facebook.
What song are we going out on?
Whatever comes up first on my playlist when I stop scrolling.
I think you should play Orinoco Flow by Enya.
What?
I've been listening to that song a lot.
Orinoco Flow?
Orinoco Flow. It's amazing. All you got to remember, though, is ride the buzz, baby.
Ride the buzz.
Nothing better than riding that buzz all weekend.
Song. All right, man. Ride the buzz.
Peace! Ride the buzz!